Blog Talk Radio.
Live. I'm glad you took some time today to spend with us to dig into the Word of God a little bit more and get an understanding, a little bit more understanding of His heart, His mind toward us, the body of Christ. And I'm just glad that we have this time to just get together in fellowship, amen, and hear God's heart. Well, today we've got more good stuff for you. Isn't this a blessing? We can get into the Word and hear God's heart a little bit more. And you know, I'm looking forward to us getting a better understanding of exactly how it is that God is trying to move in the body of Christ. What was His plan? How is it that we can actually move from where we are in this current world, where we're stuck in a little bit of helplessness or even feeling hopeless? What's happening with us, the body of Christ, that we can't transition into all these great promises that the Word of God says are ours? Well, that's what we're dealing with today when we're talking about how to transition from helplessness to full of hope in a world of despair. Today is installment 3. Last week we had a good time. We had a caller. Aaron called us from Arkansas and shared a little bit with us. And, of course, we want to hear from you as well. As you guys know, I love a bit of fellowship, so feel free to give us a call. Our call-in number is 929-477-3789. Again, that number is 929-477-3789. I just ask, as you call, sisters and brothers in Christ, to have your specific testimony for how it is. Give us an example of once in your life where you applied the Word of God and saw victory and change in your own life. Because we're talking about how to break down today actuation. I know you heard me say that word, activated actuation, in previous shows, and that basically means how do we take something off the page or take that idea and make it real for us, especially where it applies to the Word of God. So that's where we want to go today. I pray that you come on this journey with me and that your heart and your mind not only be transformed, but as a result, you get fruit for life. And here's the deal, body of Christ. This is why this matters so much. If we are the members of the body of Christ, we ought to look like Him, amen? And we ought to be able to behave like Him. And this is a passionate topic in my own life because I had to do and am doing these very same things. And I tell you, it is awesome when you start to apply the Word of God and see results, not as just a bit of medicine, but literally as a way of life. So this is what we want to get into today on You Land Alive. Let's pray. Father, we thank You for Your heart. We thank You that You care so deeply about those whom You have sent Your Son to lay His life down for, to redeem, to buy back, so that we could have life eternal. And, Lord, we're finding not only life eternal, but, Lord, life that more abundantly here in the earth, not because of dollars or possessions, but because of us being able to navigate life situations, Lord God, with victory and the ability to overcome and even transcend, Lord God, the things that cause us to be stuck. So I pray that Your Spirit would have its way all around the globe today as we are sharing, Father God, Your Word. I pray it goes out with life and produces great fruit in the name of Jesus. And I come against every work of darkness, Lord, that would hinder Your Word from bringing life to those who long to hear it. Every distraction, God, we silence it in the name of Jesus so that those who are driving, those who are hearing us, who will hear us later on, who are not listening live, those who are listening live can receive everything, Lord God, that You have desired for them in the precious and practical and wonderful name of Jesus. We thank You, God. Amen and amen. Well, Body Christ, like I mentioned before, we're picking up where we left off the last time we get together, about basically how it is that we are transformed, how it is that we transition from a place of despair and hopelessness and helplessness to a place, Lord, that the Lord has provided for us of hope and coming out of despair. And one of the things that we last addressed was, what are we believing? Right? We talked about what exactly is it that we are believing. And we want to tackle that a little bit more. I also would like to tackle a lot of scripture. So if you are near your Bible, please grab your Bible, because my word means a hill of beans, but the word of God is eternal. Grab your Bibles. We're going to go through quite a bit of scripture today. So I'm looking forward to just that, getting into the scriptures today and finding out what Christ has to say about all of this. Bless the Lord Almighty. So, yeah, we learned last week that one of the things that we had to look at, first off, is that we have to walk by faith. It doesn't make sense to the average eye or mind to walk by faith. We talked about that last week. And we recognized Christ said that we had to walk by faith and not by sight. I believe that was 2 Corinthians 5:7. And so we want to see what we're trusting. Are we trusting our own abilities? Are we trusting just what we can see? If we're doing that, obviously we're not walking by faith, right? But Christ has called us as a peculiar people to do something very different, to walk by the faith, not just blindly, but to walk by faith in the Word of God, in the Word of God. So as we're walking by faith in the Word of God, the Lord makes it clear to us that He would, according to Scripture, order our steps. The Scripture says the steps of the righteous are ordered by the Lord. Now, you'll hear me talk like this a lot because I'm trying to formulate for you in your mind just how practical the scripture is. I know a lot of us, and I say us because I was in that group, were raised thinking just miracle. Just if you do these particular things, you're going to get this breakthrough and you're going to feel awesome. No pun intended, with reverence to the body of Christ. That's true in certain sense of the word. But God's intent was that we would have a practical map that would walk us through the Word of God, instruct us, transform us, so that every action we made was practical based on the Scriptures. So in this way, we would have a life unfolding that looked like what God had designed for us from the very beginning of time, even before that. And we're going to get into that in the future, so I'm looking forward to breaking all that down. So we're talking about what are we believing, right? I said last week, Proverbs 23:7, one of my favorite all-time scriptures. I actually have some methodologies that I use in a counseling practice based on this that have been very effective. It says in Proverbs 23, it says, verse 7, whatsoever a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Whatever I'm thinking, whatever I'm holding dear, valuable, as truth, whatever I'm trusting and having faith in my psyche, that is what's going to actually actuate as it comes down into my heart, which is my belief system, right? It's going to get actuated because I've put it into my heart. I've put it into my believing system. And once I do that, it is what I will live from, whether I like it or not. Can you understand that piece? This is so deep, I tell you. It's simple, but it's deep because you understand, wow, this is how I'm designed. I'm designed to take in information. That information, based on how I receive it, if I receive it with great passion, if I receive it as absolute truth, if I filter it as something that is important, I put emotion to it, guess what? That thing, having the right recipe, filters down from just my informatics station, which is my brain, into my heart. And my heart is my believing system. Are you seeing that piece? So since my heart is my believing system, Scripture says to guard your heart, for out of it are the issues of life. And I used to always wonder what that meant. It's saying basically, look, if you don't watch what you allow into your heart, you're going to have a little bit of trouble, because if not great trouble or even destruction, because out of your heart, not what Jesus says, not what a man eats that defiles him, it's basically what's coming out of him that defiles him. This is what he's talking about. Out of that heart is where I will behave, what my actions will become. Christ knew this. And this is the reason why he gave so much instruction about the heart. Guard the heart. You know, put this in your heart. He's talking constantly about the heart station, because in the heart is where we actually believe and live from. Amen? So this is why we have to put the Word of God in our minds and put it before us and be scripted in the Word of God, understanding what God meant and moving from there. Amen. This is very important stuff, body of Christ. And this is what leads the Word to also tell us, I believe Paul said, he said, examine yourself. And I might have given you the scripture on this last week. Examine yourself to see if you be in the faith. He wasn't being legalistic, guys. He was saying, basically, look, you examine your own heart to see what you've been believing. And not only will you see what you've been believing, it'll let you know if I'm even in the faith. It'll let me know why I do what I do because of my belief system. Amen? So this is the kind of thing that we want to make sure that we're understanding as we're moving forward in faith. Amen? Because in faith, if we are in faith in Christ Jesus, our actions, which turn into habits, will become our lifestyle. Bless the Lord Almighty. This is what we're talking about. And it's a lifestyle situation in many cases that leads us to being stuck where we cannot transition easily from feeling hopeless and stuck and helpless in many occasions. Now, there are times, obviously, when we're hit with a set of emotions because of a particular trauma that we've experienced. That's, you know, something immediate, and we have to work through those issues, and that's where we need the help of a Holy Ghost-filled person who is scripted and taught in the things of God, mainly a good Christian counselor who can walk us through those components to unravel that experience for us and help us be free. But for the most part, many of us get in situations because of what we have believed. Amen? Before I go on, I see we have a caller on hold, and you have been faithful, caller. I do appreciate that, to hold on so that can kind of give us a little bit of a setup. Let's go to our caller. And, caller, I pray that you have your testimony handy. We want to know the specific thing that you've seen as you've applied the Word of God in your life, that you've seen give you victory and change in your own experience. And we're going to take that caller today. Bless the Lord Almighty. Hello, caller. This is Yolanda Live. Bless the Lord. Your name?
This is Aaron. What's up?
Hello?
This is Aaron. What's up?
Oh, hi, Aaron. How are you? I'm surprised to hear from you so soon. How are you today?
I'm good.
Bless God. I'm glad to hear that. So where, if you have a specific testimony where you've applied the Word of God and you've seen it in your life where there was change and transformation?
Okay. Just recently, I moved from state to state, basically from Arkansas to North Dakota to Montana.
Mm-hmm.
Now here, I'm in Minnesota, Rochester, Minnesota right now.
Okay.
I'm a family member of mine. And for the last 3 weeks, I've been looking for work. You know, at that time, I was like looking for just any old kind of work, just get some money in my pocket. But, you know, my main thing was to get a job with benefits. So I did apply for a company here that's worldwide, world known. And my patience is running out. I'm a very impatient individual. I'm working on that.
Okay.
But
all right.
God spoke to me and said, if you just wait on me and keep still, I'm going to bless you regardless of how you've been acting,
okay,
how you've been waiting, because I'm God.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
This past Saturday, I got a phone call from a company. And the guy said, is there anything else? This is the manager of so-and-so. I'm here to offer you a position with that company. And I'm like, yeah, I'll take the job.
All right.
Because,
all right. Well, praise God.
Yeah. And, you know, it was, you know, Lowe's home improvement story. Everybody knows Lowe's is a good company to work with.
Yeah.
But I never think that door opened so soon. On a weekend, on a Saturday morning, called me. I'm like, who's coming from Lowe? And it was
wow.
The manager I can deal with. So I'm grateful. I accepted the offer yesterday. And,
amen.
I've been waiting on this to get my DMV back from the records, my driving report, because I'm going to be a driver.
Right.
But it's
tough. Yeah.
Trying to manage the weather now. And the drug test is done. I'm negative, of course. I don't do drugs. So I just thank God for allowing me to be more patient in Him, because the Word says, if you wait on me, you know, be still. To know that I am God.
Amen.
I had to stay still. Because I was getting a little bit impatient. God is a good.
Well, Aaron,
good.
Let me share with everybody so they can kind of get a feel of what's happening in case they weren't with us last week. Family, okay. And thank you so much for calling us back, Aaron, with that testimony. I'm telling you what, this is good. Stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. I'm going to let us go right now, Aaron, but don't go anywhere. Bless God. Yeah, so Aaron called us last week, and he had was sharing with us what was going on in his life. And we prayed for Aaron last week. Anybody who listened to last week's show will remember this. And if you haven't, go back and check it out. He called us in and to share with us, out from Arkansas. He's a truck driver, and he's doing a lot of work out that way, and mentioned that he was looking for a job with benefits. And in this process, Aaron is saying, you know, I felt strongly the Holy Spirit was telling me, as far as instruction is concerned, to wait on him. He was anxious. He didn't know what to do, so he applied that word and actually did what it said and saying, okay, I've done my piece. I've applied to places. Now I don't need to have anxiety and freak out anymore. I need to just wait on God. So, guys, this was last Tuesday. Today is Wednesday. Aaron has a job. So some of you agreed with us and you prayed and we spoke the word of God over his circumstances. He did the practical step of waiting on the Lord, and now Aaron has that job with Lowe's that he didn't have before. Is that an answer to prayer or what? Thank you so much for sharing, Aaron. I do appreciate that. And Body of Christ, this is the kind of thing that we're talking about, taking the word of God and making it very practical, doing exactly what those steps are for that circumstance that God shows us, and then waiting on the Lord to see those results. That's what this whole thing is about. I tell you, thank you, Aaron. I do appreciate your calling us from Arkansas. Originally from Arkansas, I think he was in a different state. Maybe he's at Minnesota this time. But either way, we're just going to give God honor and glory. We're going to thank you, Father, for meeting that need. Lord, I thank you that you met it speedily, Lord. And even he was surprised, although we all agreed and prayed the word of God over him, and he got the result. I'm thankful for that. And this is what we want to make sure that we're understanding, Body of Christ. What does it mean? What does it mean when God gives us these instructions in his word and we're trying to figure out, well, what does that mean for my circumstance right now? How do I take that and make it life for me? This is how we do it. By first believing, I love this. Grab your Bible if you can. I'm going to go to a couple of scriptures because I think this is apropos for the moment. The scripture tells us, I believe it is in, what chapter? Isaiah 53:1. Let's go there. Isaiah 53:1 says, what does it say? It says, who hath believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? And here what the author is saying is, listen, who's listening to God here? and who is honoring the Lord so much so that they are seeing results? That's what it says, what it means when it says, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? In other words, who's seen God move? Who believed it and saw him move? Well, thank God Aaron's among those who believed it and saw him move. Amen. And we have to be the same way. We have to be willing to take the word of God for what it says, apply whatever instructions that come with that particular scripture towards that situation that are applicable, and then we see the results that God has said that we can have. But first it takes for us to believe the report. And that's where a lot of us have gone awry. We have not believed God's report. Amen. I believe the book of John, verse 12, says the same thing, 38. You see the author referring back to Isaiah. Romans 10:16, Paul is doing the same thing. He's referring back to Isaiah. Who has the arm of the Lord been revealed to as a result of believing? Amen. Philippians 4:8, I want to go there too. I'm kind of moving a little bit, guys, because we're running out of time. But Philippians, I want to jump there. I'm running through my Bible. Y'all work with me here. Bless God Almighty. Hallelujah. I'm just glad. Thank God for Aaron sharing with us. Philippians 4:8 says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there's any virtue, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, this is the instruction. Think on these things. All right, I hope you're hearing what's happening here. Paul is giving us, in this case, the Philippians, he was writing to them, but he's giving this word to us saying, listen, if you're not sure what you ought to be believing, if you're not sure how exactly to actuate God's plans for your life, this is what you ought to be setting the foreground with, your believing system, right? And when we start dealing with our belief system, that means we've got to deal with our thought process. And I want to tell you, body of Christ, as one who has been through lots of trauma in my own life, especially in my own childhood, one who has had to work through many kinds of issues and even seeing traumas that I brought about, regardless of the source, whether it's inflicted on you or whether you yourself walk into it, God has given us specific instructions to go back and look at what we are thinking on and what we are believing. So Paul is giving us very specific instructions as to what kinds of things we ought to be thinking on a regular basis. They've got to be true, honest, just, pure, lovely, and of good report. It's got to have some virtue, and it's got to be praiseworthy. And why is that important? Because if we're putting in our thought process garbage, if we're putting in our thought process the latest gossip, if we're putting in our thought process the negative message that mom or dad spoke over us as a child, if we're putting in our thought process that I'm not enough, I'm not tall enough, short enough, skinny enough, fat enough, I'm not, you know, brown enough, I'm not white enough, whatever it is that we're saying that does not align with the things that we just mentioned, does not align with God's heart toward you, those things are what become fruit in our life. I hope you're receiving this. Holy Ghost, help me here to get this word sown into the heart of somebody who might be stuck. This is whether you're facing eating disorders, whether you're facing despair, depression, anxiety. We need to look and examine at what is it that I'm experiencing in my life, and let me be truthful with me, what am I doing? What's happening there? Now, understand this. I'm not saying that your circumstance is all your fault. No, you got an enemy of your soul who knows strategically exactly what to do to get you off your A game. That's something I always say, and I'm no athlete, guys, but I say that. Yeah, he knows exactly what to do to get you off your A game. So we have to know that we do have someone who is fighting against us, and as a result, God has given us specific instructions to overcome his tactics and his strategies every single time. So the question is, have we gone back and examined ourselves? Let's look at those things that we believe. I spend a good amount of time here, family, because this is really the underlying thing that doesn't get addressed in all of our trying to change how we feel. I'm telling you, I have to do it often because the emotions are forefront. They're the thing that we are faced with day after day. But if we don't get into what's driving the emotion and deal with it, we'll never actuate victory long term. We'll see spots of hope. We'll see spots of overcoming. We'll see spots of having a victorious life. When God has designed it that we can have an actual victorious life every day in spite of the things that we face in our circumstances. I hope you're seeing that. So, yeah, you're called to have a life of victory. You're called to walk in hope. And when you hear walking, it's saying you're called to have hope all the time. No moments of your life should not have hope. No moment of your life should not have the joy of the Lord in spite of the trauma and trials that we have. Now, does that mean that we're supposed to walk around with this fake grin on our face every day? Absolutely not. It means that in spite of what we face that may trouble us in our soul, that may trouble us to where we're even feeling physically this particular despair, God is saying you can see those things and still not let that fleshly area of your life overcome you to where you cannot have what God says you have. I hope you're seeing that. That's some rich stuff there. And I had to do the same thing. Having been one who has faced so many disappointments and upsets in my own past, I've been able to say, I see this. This is happening. I'm not denying these things are going on in my world. I don't deny the child abuse as a kid. I don't deny the emotional abuse and all that kind of stuff. I don't even deny my own issues that I bought on as a result of poor choices. But I do say I know one thing. If I don't change my thought process, I am not going to be successful. I'm hoping you're seeing that. I have got to make the choice to not call myself a victim of child abuse and stay in that space. When I share my testimony with some, they're always shocked and they go, "What? You went through all those things?" Yeah, I went through it. And the key word is through it. I didn't stay in it. Most people, I find it very hard to believe when I'm talking about the things that I've been through that my life has been so hellified. But I'll tell you what, the word of God, I used it. I applied it to my life like I was a a student, a scientist, if you will. I cracked open that word, and I wanted to see how it would break down for my life to give me absolute victory. And so because I wanted to see if God was absolutely real and if his word was bedrock, like he said, I took the time to look these things up, to research the scriptures, to look them up in their original language, find out what he's saying to me. What is his instruction? And I tell you, as I imply that instruction, God showed up every single time, and I've been able to use this methodology to stay above the fray, to stay above all of the stuff of life so that it does not suck me up and destroy me. This is what God has called us to, lives of victory, okay? And that's not denying any of your circumstances. That's not denying what you may be feeling. That's not denying what may be even going on in your body if you're struggling with physical ailments. It is to choose to believe the report of the Lord. All of the fine detail, that's up to him. Amen? He's got to work that out. But this is what we got to do, like Aaron said, and say, you know what, I know what I want. I know I'm anxious right now. I know I feel like doing it my way, but I'm going to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. I'm going to wait on him and see what he does. He waited on the Lord. And I dare say it's probably the fastest he's ever heard God move in an area like this for him. He says, you know, I'm surprised that it actually happened so quickly. But the other piece of that is that he turned around and he agreed with the body of Christ. He called, it shared, and we agreed. We decided we're going to pray for him. We're going to agree with him and believe God on his behalf. And because not just one person was praying, Scripture says one can put 1,000 to flight, but 2, 10,000. In other words, if you agree together, you will have faster results. So we wanted Aaron to have what Aaron needed. We were on the same page. And as a result of that, we were able to speak the word of God, align with God's ideas for Aaron, and Aaron began to see results faster. I love this. I love that. Thank you again, Aaron, for calling. I do appreciate it. We're running out of time, so we won't be able to talk too much more today, but I wanted to let you know we appreciate your call out there from, I believe it was Minnesota you said you were in, or Missouri. We just thank God for your sharing with us, because tell your body of Christ, this is not something that's isolative to my experience. I'm going to tell you, not even to Aaron's experience, but this is something that's available to the body of Christ day in and day out. The question is, will the body of Christ apply it? I look at the times that we're in right now and seeing all of the despair we're going through right now as a country here in the West, and I'm looking at the division amongst us, and I tell you, a lot of that division is because of what we thought. What we thought. We thought at one point in history that racism was the way to go. And so we built whole systems on it, whole systems of laws, thought processes. We did all of this based on that. We thought that even classism was the way to go. We thought that the government should do certain things that really weren't their role to do. Amen. And then we thought that it was the responsibility of somebody else for certain things. But the truth of the matter is those faulty thinking processes are what got us where we are right now. The seed for what's happening today in current events with the law enforcement and what they're calling racial crimes, all of these seeds for these episodes were sown well before the episode ever occurred. I hope you're seeing that. And I'm wanting you to learn what needs to be happening as a result of this stuff. For us as individuals, we can't control what Joe Schmo is going to be, but we can sure control what we're doing. And it all starts with what I've been thinking. What am I believing? Amen. I wanted to move a little faster today, but apparently we needed to deal with this. I want to make sure you're getting this, because once you start to apply this, I'm telling you, body of Christ, we're going to see a transformation. We're going to see a transition from hoping and wishing that we could have a better lifestyle in Christ to actually having a better and stronger lifestyle in Christ. We can do it. Let us pray, family. Father, we thank you for your heart toward us, in that you have made a way out of no way, in that you have given us the blood of Christ that invited us into the body, that said we are those who have the inheritance of a life that we can live exceedingly abundantly above all we could ever ask, think, or imagine in Jesus. And so, Father, I pray today, if anyone has heard my voice, that your word would go forth, God, with power and unction and deliver and set free. We thank you for how you're doing this, O Lord. We bless you because you care this deeply. And I pray for actual transformation for everyone, Lord, who will hear this message at any given time. We give you honor and glory for all these things. And Jesus is perfect and precious and matchless name, we pray it. Amen and amen. Body of Christ, if you want to hear more, do more with us, reach out to us. We're at www.hearttoheal.org. Or give us a call, 484-626-5024. We'd be glad to come alongside you through counseling or whatever else we can help you with. We bless you and give you honor today, Lord, for all you've done. In Jesus' name, we pray all these things, and even over you, body of Christ. Amen and amen. Be blessed today, guys. I'll see you next week around the same time. Bless the Lord.